In the heartland of Pakistan, they fought to save their livelihood. In the village of Chachan Sharif, people depend on livestock for a living. So when rising floodwaters buried part of their village, they packed their animals on boats and headed across a lake that wasn't there just a week ago. These animals fight you, said Muhammad Akhtar, but I had to take it if I wanted to save them. This is Pakistan's newest disaster zone, southern Punjab province and northern Sindh. Monsoon rains have pounded this region, breaking the banks of the nearby Indus River. Adding more pressure are the northern floodwaters from earlier this week flowing south. Thousands of villages are now underwater, officials say, those who live there homeless. Our homes are gone, said Muhammad. Nothing is left.
This is Imam Bakhsh. He's 80 years old. He says he lost his home in the floods, and for the past 5 days, this is where he stayed. He's taken two cots and made it into a roof. He says he's had one meal today, a bowl of rice. That's it. He's here with his six family members, and he's one of thousands of people who lost their homes in this village.
Villagers here say one private aid group finally arrived a day earlier, but the rice they handed out didn't last long. Here, too, there's growing anger over the government's perceived slow response and President Asif Ali Zardari's trip to Europe.
Our president, our prime minister, where they are? We have elected them. And now where they are? They have promised with us, we will give you all the help, we will give you rescue, and now where they are? Our president in France, in London.
With more monsoon rains in the forecast, many left the area. Others waited, exhausted and anxious. We can't do anything right now, said Muhammad. We're poor people and we need help. But for many here, the worst may have yet to come. Reza Sayah, CNN, Chachan Sharif, Pakistan.